brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this October 16th Friday edition, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And yes, we're going to have open phones on any issue or news item or subject or question or comment you have for me. If you disagree, agree, whatever the case is, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. Oh, boy, I got 8 hours sleep last night after coming in and getting 3.5 hours sleep from Los Angeles Wednesday night, and I am feeling good. And that's important because I need all my energy to cover the incredibly important news and information that I have here in front of myself today. Bob Chapman will be popping in, coming up in the third hour with his once-a-week Friday information on the economy, the plunging dollar. And now the consensus appears to be set, even in the mainstream media. The dollar is dying and will expire in the next few years, a long, slow process of death, or will it be a quick transformation? And what will be left when the dollar is gone? The new world order, the new global SDR currency. It is all coming up today with Bob Chapman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here is the stack of news I have in front of me. And no, we're not going to be talking about the Colorado balloon family and the what appears to be a hoax by the wife swappers, yes, the stars of that show. We are not going to be talking about that or Rush Limbaugh dropping the bid for the Rams. We're going to be talking about issues that actually affect all of us on this planet and are issues in many cases of life and death. Certainly the life and death of the freedom in this nation and our constitutional republic and freedom worldwide. Government propaganda to infest network TV shows. PrisonPlanet.com. We have internal entertainment industry foundation memos. This is nothing new, but it is a massive expansion of propaganda placement, government messages, subliminals, you name it, in TV, in national radio, and in print, as well as the schools. We'll be going over that. Also on the environmental front, fresh off signing a bill to make you thumbprint and register to buy ammo in California to set a national and worldwide precedent, Schwarzenegger is set to ban big screen TVs over 40 inches. But, of course, it's really a carbon tax. It is beginning, saying it's bad for the environment, uses too much energy. We'll be breaking that down today. Members of the European Union Parliament call for compulsory EU lessons in schools. They're calling for school pupils to be forced to take European Union lessons to counter lies about the European Union government. Total government brainwashing by the EU of the children. It's already going on, but now they mean to make it law. Treasury officials received millions from Goldman Sachs bailout money that Treasury controlled. Absolute criminality and conflict of interest. We'll be covering it. Big development on the 9/11 truth front. Danish Prime Minister was told in his Security Council that WTC would collapse 5 to 10 minutes before it collapsed. Just like Rudolf Giuliani said and then tried to recant. Just like they said Building 7 would fall before it fell and put out the exact way it did fall 25 minutes before. Then it turned out it was Reuters with a false start report with all of the scripting of 9/11. This is a huge development. It integrates in with all the other important news. Well, a high-level corporate executive got up and was tired and walked in front of someone out of his seat. He's being charged under the Patriot Act as a terrorist. The total tyranny there, the FBI said he made an ugly face as well. He's facing 20 years in federal prison as a terrorist. I'm not kidding. This is Politico reporting this, ladies and gentlemen. We'll also get into a host of other economic news, and a Louisiana couple was refused a marriage license.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, This is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, there is an article in Politico today that we have linked up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that really crystallizes and highlights everything I'm talking about. Every week or two, I see articles about a woman or a man, but generally it's women, who will argue with a flight attendant, generally a female flight attendant. I just noticed this pattern. And for arguing or yelling back and forth, they are charged under the Patriot Act. And we've had their lawyers many times over the years here on the show. This has been going on for about 7 years. It didn't start till about a year after they passed the Patriot Act in October of 2001. Per state, tens of thousands of people are charged per year under Patriot Act provisions for marijuana, for car theft, for child abuse. And the charges are many times stronger, have longer prison sentences. It's amazing. But this gentleman in the Politico story is a high-powered executive, no criminal record. David Bass is known in Washington as accomplished PR executive and TV commentator, a man with impressive Rolodex and a fixture of the D.C. social scene. Or at least he was until Thursday, when word spread through the town that Bass had been charged with a federal felony for loudish behavior on a Continental Airlines flight from Houston to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. An FBI agent and a couple of flight attendants say in court documents that Bass seemed drunk on the flight, disobeying instructions from crew, climbing over another passenger to get to the overhead luggage bin, making mean faces and generally upsetting everyone in first class. And I have the affidavit, and they say he got up in first class while the person was sleeping. I've done this in coach many times. You don't want to wake them up. You squeeze past them. I squeezed past Wednesday night the guy next to me. I thought that was nice. They're charging him with a felony for that. The stewardess ran up and yelled at him and said, get back in your seat. And they said that he seemed non-responsive. And he said, yes, I had flown from South America. There had been horrible layovers. He said that he had taken Benadryl for allergies, and he was out of it. They then said, we're going to charge you under the Patriot Act for being drunk, because any misdemeanor under the Patriot Act is an act of terrorism, Section 802. Any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law. And they say in the affidavit, when it landed at Ronald Reagan Airport, they pulled him off. He said, look, I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking. I've been on airplanes or in airports for 30 hours getting back to the United States. And I was asleep, and I got up to go to the bathroom. And you could take my blood. I haven't even been drinking. I'm totally exhausted. And they said, we're sorry. We're charging you with a felony. 20 years in prison. And that's in the article. 20 years. No criminal record. And it says because he got up, not when the no standing signs were on, he got up, squeezed past the person. They complained. The stewardess ninnied around. Flight attendant, I may be arrested for violating hate speech now, ninnied around and moved the other first-class person because they complained that he squeezed past them. And they admit he didn't even argue with them. They said he was non-responsive when they talked to him and made a mean face. That's in the affidavit. Made a mean face. So for getting up and stepping in front of the person, and for them complaining, and then for him making a mean face, he is charged as a terrorist. His life is over. They get convictions for these every week or so. Over the years, I don't know, I've probably had more than 10. I've had a couple on this year. Their lawyers on, where, you know, in some cases, they'll yell back, or they'll scream, or they'll cuss. In one case, the lady dropped her drink. They said that was throwing the drink, but and they charge him with this same thing. But this time, it's just making a mean face, because they admit he didn't even argue. They said he was unresponsive. He said, yeah, I was on Benadryl. I woke up to go to the bathroom. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, what's crazy about this is I get to the LAX Wednesday night. My flight's supposed to leave at 6. I get there about 4:45. Ventura invited me out to a late lunch, but I couldn't go. I wanted to get back early, so I'd set an early flight, told him an early time. I get there. I'm sitting there at the airport. It takes off at 10:30 at night, which is not that bad of a layover. They had a bunch of storms and mechanical problems, but we took off at 10:30. I got home at 2:30 and got home, you know, past 3. But on the plane, I finally fell asleep about 30 minutes out from Austin. And I had the tray down in front of me and the empty glass that had some ice in it from some orange juice I'd had. And I had just gotten the orange juice in the 3-hour flight, never talked to the flight attendant after that. I fell asleep. The captain had announced they were making the descent, I guess. And suddenly a woman is leaning over me saying, I said, tray up, give me your glass. And because I was sitting next to the window and I was half asleep, and I took me a second and I handed it to her, and she was glaring at me with hatred. And anyone who's flown a lot has experienced this. A lot of times the flight attendants are nice. It seems though women are either nicer or meaner. I've never had a male flight attendant be mean. But maybe that's just a statistic because less of them are male. But I have had seen them really blow up at people. I've seen them really get aggressive. I've seen them yell at people whose kids are crying. Flight attendants have gotten in trouble before and charged under the Patriot Act themselves for ordering people to give Benadryl to their children. They bring them liquid Benadryl. I guess that's like an inside deal they do, because I've seen multiple cases of it, and order parents to give the crying child Benadryl because they don't want to hear it. You know, they're getting paid, I guess, 12, 14, 15 bucks an hour. It's not minimum wage, but they're not getting paid a lot. They fly them all over the country and the world. They get angry. They get upset. They get frustrated. It's the wrong time of the month, whatever the reasons are. And they just blow up at people. They've got an attitude problem. Look, I don't make you work for American Airlines. I don't make you work for Delta or United or whatever. I don't make you work for Qantas. I don't make you work for Continental. I mean, I'm not the one that made you have this job. I'm not being rude to you. Why are you being rude to me? But that's a whole other issue. If you've seen the movie Anger Management, it's a pretty good movie where the guy's not even arguing and the air marshal gets up and taser him. That is based on real cases. I mean, they routinely taser people for just being screamed at. If you argue back, they will attack you. So David Bass is known in Washington as an accomplished PR executive and TV commentator, a man with an impressive Rolodex, and a fixture on the D.C. social scene. Bass said he was tired and out of it on allergy medication and doesn't even know what a mean face is. And he's being charged with climbing over another passenger to get to the overhead luggage bin, making mean faces, and generally upsetting everyone in first class. And it's not just the flight attendants that are ninnies. Same thing happened to me Wednesday night. Everybody's jumping up, cramming through. I just try to get between a guy and a lady to get my bag when it's my time to go. And this business guy in a business suit goes, okay, because I reached up to get my heavy bag. Everything was crammed in it, including cameras and stuff. And I'm pulling it out, and it kind of dropped a little, didn't hit anybody. And he goes, oh, okay. Ooh. It's just a nation of ninnies. Bass says he was tired, out of it on allergy medication, doesn't even know what a mean face is. That's in there. He's charged with making a mean face. And his friends say that the allegations against him, punishable by as much as 20 years in federal prison, don't sound like Bass at all. Yeah, he's known as a charming, smooth operator, it goes on to say. It runs contrary to my 20 years of knowing him here. His behavior described as aggressive and confrontational, said Nick Sweeney, advertising director at the Weekly Standard, where Bass was formerly the deputy publisher. So he's an insider, folks, a globalist. Added Weekly Standard writer Matt Labash, Bass is proclaiming his innocence because he thinks he is. Obviously, everybody, see, no one's saying this is in crazy police state. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make a mean face. Please don't put me in federal prison as a terrorist. Obviously, everybody takes any airplane shenanigans very seriously these days. Oh, yes, because we've got to arrest somebody. But threatening a guy with 20 years in jail because you don't like his facial expressions when you deny him service seems a bit extreme. In an interview with Politico on Thursday, Bass said, the last thing I would ever be is a threat to anyone on a plane. He said, his PR clients know me as better than this. My friends would probably say Bass was joking a little more than he should have been. And indeed, Bass has an established reputation in Washington as a hail fellow. Well met. And see, what finally made him mad is, and he said he'd take a blood test. He hadn't been drinking, but he woke up and said, I'd like a glass of wine with the dinner. And they said, no, you're drunk. And he said, no, I just woke up. I took Benadryl. And they said, no. So that's what he's arrested for. If there's a big event and he's not there, everybody knows he must be out of town. And it goes on to talk about how he was flying in from South America, and the FBI affidavit says that he made a mean face. And well, that's the end of it. He'll be going to federal prison now. Won't be seeing him. So see, all of you that love the system, it's meant for you. And it's hungry, and it's built lots of federal detention centers, and it needs warm bodies to stick in those beds.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
We'll be taking your phone calls coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. But let that sink in. $100,000 fines the first time, $15 million fines the second time. If you sell any of over 100,000 recalled products from the last decade in a computer database at your garage sale, at your resale store, at a bazaar. Let's say you own a little corner store in your town. And you buy something from a wholesaler. that you're going to sell, a bobblehead doll, a blanket, an electric blanket. These are the type of things that get recalled. Maybe it's got lead paint in it. It's your job to go now and screen all of that if it's on the recall list. And if you don't, it's a $100,000 fine the first time, $15 million the second. Go read it. Associated Press, McClatchy Newspapers, Fox News. They're now SWAT teaming. I know I talk about this a lot because it's so important. This is tyranny. They're now SWAT teaming people selling produce. They send undercover informants to roadside stands in Ohio and Texas and California. These are just a few of the places we've interviewed people from. This is in the news. And the news reports it like it's good. Oh, yes, the undercover state officer under federal grants went and repeatedly bought watermelons and eggs in one case, or repeatedly bought the carrots or the beets. The undercover officer then asked if he could buy more. They said, sure, come to our farm next Saturday. Then a SWAT team comes to the farm, and it's a homeschooling family with their little kids. Their son, one group I interviewed, was in, what, his third tour in Iraq? Just some Christian family. They're raiding the Amish. I mean, I see these articles every week. The Amish farmers, so they're harassing people. There's no law that you have to have animal ID or premises ID, but they create the color of law all over the country. They do this stunt. They've done it a bunch in Texas, I've seen in the newspapers. They've done it in Kansas. Where and they do this as a psych warfare operation. The feds are paying. This is on record. They will take the blue ribbon winner of the calf or the hog or the sow or the chicken. And then, right before they award them the blue ribbon, they will have security escort them off the stage in front of everyone. They wait and say, oh, sorry, our rules are, they're at the, and, you know, the different farm and ranch clubs they have through the schools, Future Farmers of America and others, and the 4-H Club and the rest of them, because they're all getting grants from the feds, too. It's all run by centralized groups, and the locals just follow the orders. They then escort them off the stage, take their blue ribbon away, and give it to somebody else who did do the premises ID, animal ID. Why? Because when you sign those forms, you waive the rights to your property. Just like they got churches in the 50s, oh, just sign this form and you get your tax exemption. They had been under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law, establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And they thought they were just signing a form. That took them from being a church under the First Amendment to a charity under federal regulations. It's all contract fraud and tricks. So they do these big staged events as the girl up there in her Justin boots and her Wranglers and her, you know, red velvet jacket. Louis Mays up there winning the hog contest. She's going to get the $1,000 prize. And they lead her off with police. And she's crying. And everybody get scared, and they make sure they stop bucking the premises ID, animal ID. Now, that's psychological terrorism. That's psych warfare. And so all over the country, you argue with the stewardess, you argue with the flight attendant, you get up out of your seat, somebody complains about you, you get up because you can't wait, you got to go urinate. I've been screamed at before when there's storms and it's 2 hours after takeoff. And I get up, and other people, I see other people finally, and one person gets up and goes to the back of the bathroom, and you go ahead and get up, and they're like, I said don't do that, no! Now other flight attendants go, hurry up, go to the back, you know, I understand. But it's all happened to anybody who's been a business flyer. This is America. I mean, this guy is in the affidavit as making a mean face. He's facing 20 years in the federal pen with a terrorism conviction. They got little girls crying up on the stage. Because daddy said, I'm not going to get a premises ID and didn't look at the fine paperwork saying you can't show a hog or a calf there at these events without waiving your rights. See, it's all criminal. We'll take your calls, cover a ton of vitally important news straight ahead. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
So let's boil this down. They have set up a national police force, the federal government under UN control, publicly is federalizing local police departments and putting regular Army and Marine Corps liaison officers in every major police department and many small departments. Every few weeks I see another news article of another town in Washington State, or Oregon, or Florida, even places like Vermont, where, oh, we're moving the police department into the old armory. The National Guard is giving it to us on a 10-year federal lease, and they're going to be in the office upstairs or next door, and we're going to have a threat fusion center, and the Army's going to be there with us. Or, oh, the local police department just had three Army intelligence officers in, you know, the town of Oregon. I forget which town it was a few months ago. It's going to pop in my head in a second. The point is, it was just in the newspaper, like it's no big deal. Oh, Army Intelligence is going to be in the local police intelligence bureau. And they're going to just get to know the locals and help police with intelligence. I mean, they're not just saying the Army is going to be in the police department. They say it's intelligence. And I see these stories over and over and over. It's going on everywhere. And it's always many times worse than we know. It's like if you see 5 or 6 termites go in a hole on the side of your house, your wooden house. You see 5 or 6 termites. If you rip aside the siding, you're probably going to see 10,000 termites. And we're not seeing six termites, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing termites climbing all over the walls of the house. I mean, it's like a house on the outside that's got thousands of termites and big rot holes in the side, and part of the roof is sagging. The house is about to collapse. There's tyranny crawling all over us. They're expanding it. The foreign banks have sucked us dry and are bankrupting everything by design. They're arresting people for making mean faces on airplanes. They're not playing games. And they're charging people from different events, especially the Republican National Convention last year in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They're charging people there with terrorism for protesting. And so you don't get a misdemeanor charge and spend 2 days in jail and then have to get a lawyer and get probation. No, you go to the federal pen. And that's what they intend here, is to create a total and complete chilling effect where everyone is scared to death. And then they go out and get the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts and InfraGuard executives and even small-level companies and the clergy response teams, over 50,000 preachers, now that we know of, recruited to tell their flocks to submit to government, take inoculations, go to relocation centers, turn in their firearms. We break it a year and a half before it's mainstream news with the secret documents. Now it's declassified, worse than we said, of course. If I see 10 termites going up the side of the house, I can only tell you about the 10 termites I'm seeing. But I've pulled boards off the house repeatedly, and it's far worse under the house, in the eaves of the house. In the roof of the house, they are eating everything, and they don't care if the house collapses. That's what they want. All right, I meant to spend 5 minutes on an article, and I've spent 25, but this is the type of issue that we're dealing with. In other news, we have the internal secret memos of the EIF, Entertainment Industry Foundation. And it talks about, you can read it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to it. And there's also public documents you can read from them. Because in the past, they would hide this. It really got going under Bill Clinton. Instead of partnerships with the government and, oh, we'll give you free military hardware and free government advisors for your TV show and let you use government installations for your TV show or movie, worth millions of dollars if you let us approve the script and rewrite your script. And then it was going on under Ronald Reagan. It was going on under George Bush Sr. It's been going on since the 60s. But under Bill Clinton, it went into billions of dollars where ABC, NBC, CBS nightly news programs were having entire news packages funded and shot and written by federal agents or PR firms they hired to put out their message. And I've got clips in this article Paul Watson wrote about this that has all the links where Rupert Murdoch's admitting at the Davos Forum, yes, I believe global warming's real, I want a global tax, and I've instructed all of my media empire, now bigger than Disney, to go out and to sell people on global carbon taxes. And then Fox produced a 6-minute video that's up on the site. They produced it bragging and showing how they put all these messages in their TV shows. But the government goes further. It is paying with your tax money. I mean, you all heard 5 years ago about Armstrong Williams getting $245,000 in one payment to do just a couple interviews on TV and radio and to tell his conservative audience that Head Start, federalization of public schooling, was conservative and good. And the media focused on that when the different offices in Congress and the Government Accountability Office said every time this is done, it is a felony. It's illegal. And told the White House to stop it. And the White House said, we ignore what the legislative branch says. We do what we want. When really the president's supposed to execute what the legislative branch says and does. And in 1 year, they spent $8 billion. You can pull these headlines up. It's in my films. Just on the Head Start program. They spent propagandizing for it with fake news and news packages. They spent $9 billion on the prescription drug program. In fake news, do you know what $9 billion will buy? Do you know what $9 billion will purchase? And this is what we know about. Most of this is secret. This is the five or six termites you see out on the stoop by your house by one of the front door columns. Or on the back porch. Can you imagine what else is going on? Now, with Barack Obama, they have a list. They have a list on here. And I don't have the entire 4 hours today to read this, but it would take hours to read it. On ABC, this is where they're implanting messages of forced national service and how the government's good and do what the government says or you're a terrorist. That's what it says it's being implanted. ABC, All My Children, America's Funniest Home Videos, Brothers and Sisters, Castle, Cougar Town, Dancing with the Stars, Desperate Housewives, Extreme Makeover, Home Edition, Flash Forward, General Hospital, Good Morning America, Grey's Anatomy, Hank, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Modern Family, One Life to Live, Private Practice, The Forgotten, The Middle, The View, Ugly Betty. And it goes on and on. CBS, Cold Case, Criminal Minds, CSI, Miami, CSI, New York, Gary Unmarried, Ghost Whisper, Number Threes, Threers, Fox, America's Most Wanted, Bones, Brothers, Cops, So You Think You Can Dance, Till Death, NBC, 30 Rock, Access Hollywood, Community, Days of Our Lives, Heroes, Parks and Recreation, The Biggest Loser, The Office, Today Show, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. This is just one private PR firm foundation getting money from the federal government. They then go pay TV networks to implant this in the scripts. This is what's going on. You wonder why there's hit pieces against 9/11 Truth? You wonder why there's hit pieces demonizing people that don't like the private Federal Reserve system? You wonder why the police pull you over when you have a Ron Paul sticker or Get Us Out of the UN sticker? We have their training manuals. They're told to go ahead and take you to jail. In Law Enforcement Technology magazine a few years ago, it said, if your officer sees it, go ahead and pull them over, take them to jail. Police chiefs, don't get mad at your officers. These may be terrorists. This is total brainwashing, and they're federalizing schools. They're federalizing the school curriculum in the United States and Europe. They're giving them pro-world government messages. I have Time Magazine and Newsweek for kids that's put in all the major public schools in the country for free. It's just shipped in. Over and over again saying, your parents don't know what they're doing. They belong to the old-fashioned stupid generation. You're going to take an implantable chip. I mean, this has been in two issues that I've seen. They've got weird articles about chemtrails are good. Yes, we're spraying you to save the Earth's atmosphere. Then an adult talks about it. They tell you you're crazy. Meanwhile, the White House science czar says that they are chemtrailing. I mean, folks, I'm living in the Twilight Zone, and so are you. I remember years ago, one of the local news talk stations, I heard during their newscast something about the Austin Air Force and clean air. So I called up the news director of the station. I said, was that an advertisement in the news? And he said, yeah. So I called the head of the Austin Air Force. It's a federally funded private group that was pushing stronger emissions testing and local carbon taxes. And he came on the air and bragged and said, yeah, we're getting everybody ready for taxation. That's what all this is. And then I read a few months ago in the Austin American Statesman here on air where a former Army intelligence captain is now running the city of Austin's program to prepare everyone for the green carbon taxes and home inspections. And he said in the news, yeah, this is an intelligence operation. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we got Pentagon embeds in every town and city. They mean business. They come in with federal grants to your city, and they say, here's your federal grant, and here's who you're going to hire. And they hire them, and they show up, Pentagon men in suits and ties. Pentagon men running CNN. Pentagon men running Fox. Pentagon men. Everywhere. So we'll go over more of that later. In other news, Schwarzenegger set to ban big screen TVs over 40 inches in California, saying they use too much power. This is all part of the new carbon taxes. MEPs call for compulsory EU legislation in schools. London Telegraph, members of European Parliament are calling for school pupils to be forced to take European Union lessons to counter lies about Brussels. Brainwashing, political policing. Treasury officials received millions from Goldman Sachs bonuses, bailout money they gave them. Totally criminal. Danish Prime Minister knew WTC collapse would collapse, told by U.S. government 10 minutes before. PrisonPlanet.com. And then, if you want another example of total government control and how licenses turn a right into a privilege, gun laws started after the Civil War, and so did marriage licenses, because they didn't even want to let black people get married and set up families, because they knew families would make blacks strong. Before, black men were bred to black women in breeding programs on the plantations. The men were kept almost in loincloths out in shacks and barns. Women were brought in to be the sub-level slave masters in the houses. And when you get a marriage license, it's now a eugenics system. Your blood is taken for 37 years now at birth worldwide, and the industrialized world put in a UN database that's now been declassified. Interracial couple denied marriage license in Louisiana. A Louisiana justice of the peace said he refused to issue a marriage license to interracial couple out of concern for any children the couple might have. Kenneth Bradwell, justice of the peace in, I'll mispronounce this, and the French will get mad at me in Louisiana, but Tanga Fayoa Parish says, in his experience, that most interracial marriages do not last long. See, and under that license, marrying the woman you want is illegal if the government wants to say it is. That's unconstitutional. That's a load of bull. It's also unconstitutional to say you made a mean face and argued quietly. We're going to charge you as a terrorist on the airplane. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to take calls for the next hour, and then I'm going to talk to Bob Chapman, then I'm going to get into all this news. I got a bunch of video clips, a bunch of audio clips. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 1 o'clock today, or T-minus 1 hour, 12 minutes. We're going to go live for the last 2 hours of the show today, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the syndicated radio show that the great crew makes possible and also the listeners make possible. We're also going to premiere the fifth and final trailer in the third hour today, the fifth and final trailer for Fall of the Republic that comes out next Wednesday, October 21st. It will premiere in super high quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I would encourage all of you, if you've ever had a membership or haven't gotten a membership or let your membership lapse, get one. Not just because it funds our operation. You get the live TV show that we simulcast with the radio at least 2 hours a day, a lot of times all 4 hours. You get all my films in super high quality. You can download a DivX disc and give to people to play on their DVD players. You get my book, Descent into Tyranny. You get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. You get expanded extras from all my films and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's $5.95 a month, or if you get a yearly membership on just a monthly trial, you get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. Takes about a minute to sign up, get your passcode, and we allow you to share it, your passcode, with six people. You can have six simultaneously connected computers, IP addresses. We can't afford to do more, so you can also share it with a couple people, because my goal is just to be able to pay for the bandwidth, but tell the people you give it to not to share it, or it'll lock them out. So again, prisonplanet.tv, an incredible activist tool. It's a great gift. Just go sign up, create an account, and then email it to a friend and say, here's a gift. I got you a membership. And it's a gift you give yourself because you can use it as well. Just tell them don't give the password out to anybody else. Takes about a minute to sign up, prisonplanet.tv, or call toll-free to order the DVD. It's basically not even a pre-order now. I've got to take that off the site. These will ship out starting next Tuesday, the day before it comes out. Prisonplanet.tv, people that have ordered, pre-ordered, it will be shipped in the order that the orders were received. So Infowars.com or call toll-free to order a DVD, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Wait, that's the music from Predator.
I ain't got time to bleed. This stuff will make you a sexual tyrannosaurus. We'll be right back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. We are here live, fighting the globalists, pointing out the scientific dictatorship, doing the best job we can. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Ohio, then David, Greg, Sergey, Paul, and others. You're on the air, John. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I got a couple of points I'd like to run by you.
The first is that there's a former United States congressman from the Youngstown area by the name of James Traficant, and he used to rage against the corruption of the federal government on the House floor.
We have been fighting. We've talked to his wife. We've talked to other talk show hosts who've had him on. And anybody who can get Traficant on with us, we want to get him on the show.
Okay, because he was just recently released from jail, and I'm pretty sure he wants to be heard.
No, I know. I mean, listen, he goes on little local Youngstown, Ohio radio stations. In fact, did we have any luck, Neihardt, with that talk show host? That come on air. It's all right. Yeah, we're working on getting it. I mean, I want you to know we are working on getting James Traficant. Yes.
Wonderful. Hey, the second point I want to bring up is years ago, I remember reading something about this, and I can't find primary source material about this, and I don't remember seeing it in the 9/11 documentaries, but I remember seeing something about a Patriot missile system being installed on the Sarasota Beach Resort that Bush was staying at a couple of days before the attack. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't remember seeing that, no.
Because there's one site that I found online called killtown.com, and it mentions it, and I thought I read something years ago in the newspaper about it. But if any of your listeners or any of your staff or anybody can find out any primary source material about that, I think it...
Well, have you tried to Google a Patriot system installed by Bush or something?
By his brother, because of the martial law that he declared a few days before.
Well, no, that was in the Associated Press and in the Florida newspapers that he declared martial law September 9th and put the National Guard on alert for a terror attack. And so that is confirmed.
Okay, yeah, I think part of it was to put a Patriot missile system on top of the beach resort, but I can't find primary source material.
Okay, I will look into that. That's very important. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, John. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in North Dakota. Greg, you're on the air.
Good morning. Nice to talk with you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I think that you made a really good choice with Jason to do your show at night. He's very competent, and I just have a few suggestions for you. That Generation RX, I watched that film, and I was very impressed with it. I think that a lot of people would be very interested and have a better outlook on the FDA if they were able to view that on your site.
Yeah, well, that's not my film, so I can't put it on PrisonPlanet.tv, but I did buy it in bulk from them, and we do sell it in the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. But, yes, whatever I see that I think is important and informative, I try to buy it, and I try to make it available to the listeners, generally discounted as well. And Generation RX shows how they're drugging now 20% of our kids, how it's causing them to commit suicide, how they know that the serotonin reuptake inhibitors do this, how the Ritalin-type drugs screw up their hearts and brains. And it's a very important film for anybody who's got children, because the system is going to push drugs on your children, and we have to fight back against this. Anything else, Greg?
Well, I just want to say that I think you should get a Just Say No shirt, and underneath that shirt you should put some of the things like, for instance, say no to Obama, say no to the health care, say no, and maybe just say yes to liberty on the back of it, something like that.
Legalize liberty. Liberty. I keep meaning to make a T-shirt of that. Thank you, sir. Second hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.